It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.
The city of Parsons did see an increase in assaults, robberies, and homicides. We went up from 20 to 29 assaults. We had an increase of 3 robberies to a total of 11, and we had one more homicide in 2020, which took us to a total of 2 for the entire year. One of those homicides is being investigated by another agency. We did add a couple of new sections to the annual report. In lieu of all the bad publicity the police departments across the nation get, we wanted to include our use of force criteria and the things that's going on in our community. One of the items that Chief Spinks and I have talked about is the increase in bad publicity for policing across the nation. It doesn't really correlate with policing in small and rural communities. Whereas cities like New York, Las Vegas, Seattle, they get a lot of the press and they get a lot of bad publicity. Small agencies across the nation are the ones that are suffering from it the most. So this year we decided to dive into use of force and kind of put into perspective some of the things that's going on in our local communities in the small area. Out of the 558 arrests that we made in 2020, we only had 36 use of force incidents. Now, that sounds like an awful lot, but because a lot of times people think of use of force as, hey, they had to draw their guns, they had to shoot somebody, they had to tase somebody. Those 36 use of forces, we didn't have any that involved a weapon. All those use of forces was basically hands-on, having to wrestle somebody to the ground and put them in handcuffs forcefully. Because we did use a level of force, we report it as a use of force. If you do the hard numbers, out of the 18,782 calls for service and the 558 arrests, and we only had 36 use of force, that means that contact with a Parsons police officer has less than a 0.0019% chance of any force being used whatsoever. And even if that event ended up in an arrest, there's only a 0.06% chance of force being used to affect that arrest. Out of the 36 use of force incidents that we had, the majority of the people that was hurt during those incidents was our staff. A lot of cases that we have, if I sent one officer out to make an arrest and he was combative, you're going to be in a free-for-all fisticuffs fight, in which case both parties are going to be hurt. A lot of our defensive tactics training comes in pairs. That way they get a chance to work with each other and take somebody to the ground safely as they possibly can without not only injuring the suspect, but themselves.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.